So I just repeat, you found yourself in your vision, standing by yourself, daytime, next to big pyramid, one pyramid. Okay. It's sunny day. Good, good. And I believe it's nobody around, just you. Okay. Now, please, because you're psychic, I remind you, you can teleportate yourself, you can move fast, you can do everything what you want. You know that. You're psychic. I ask you, please, find entrance to that pyramid. Are you there? Go close to that gate entrance to pyramid. Are you there? Try that entrance closed or open?
So open door.
Open door. So it's invite you go inside. Is this correct? Please just carefully go inside and our team with you, and you're safe and secure. Go inside and walk wherever your team members bring you, guide you. Just trust your intuition, okay? When you find something or a stop in front of somewhere, or find someone, or see someone, or you feel it's a place where you're supposed to be right now, let me know. Take your time. Trust your intuition and your psychic abilities.
There's hieroglyphs on the ceilings.
It's what?
Hieroglyphs.
Hieroglyphs?
Hieroglyphs.
Okay, how it looks like?
So many. Just a bunch.
Just about what color?
Maybe brown.
Oh, brown. Okay. So many. But they friendly to you or aggressive?
No, like there's paintings.
Oh, it's a painting. I'm sorry, it's a painting. Yeah, oh, paintings. Oh, it's not life. Oh, they're painting.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, I got it. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, please. Looking. When you find something, it can be small, big, attract your attention, you let me know.
I see.
Trust your intuition.
Four pillars.
Hmm?
Four pillars.
Four pillows. Okay.
No, pillars. Pillars.
Pillars. Four pillars. Okay. Okay. How you feel about that, what you observe right now?
It looks good.
You feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Trust your intuition. What your intuition, I give you advice, what you should do with that.
I see a monkey king.
Oh, they invite you to go inside that. So, okay, go forward and contact with the monkey king.
Monkey king.
Yeah, monkey king. Contact with that with respect. How you dress over there, if you dress? Or maybe just your subtle body?
Black shirt.
Black shirt? Are you dressed like ancient time? Or
ancient Egypt. Ancient Egypt
okay,
clothes.
Okay, that time. I see. So you dress. Do you feel yourself? How you can describe who you are over there? You're some rank, some kind of priest, or some king, or pharaoh, or maybe vizier, or how you can describe yourself? How you feel about that? Ask advice from your team. Who you are right now? Represent to whom? Get answer from your team.
A wanderer. Wanderer.
Wanderer?
Yeah, just by myself, no rank.
Ah, okay. Are you time traveler?
No.
No? Oh, by yourself. Okay, you just get there for some reason. Okay, perfect. Just contact with that monkey king and listen to him, what he's going to say to you. And I call out that respectfully that monkey king, please contact with him and give him ideas, thoughts, guides, what he needs to know, what he wants to know, please. And be sure that everything what you describe or show clearer for him.
I see a gray alien.
Gray color?
Gray alien.
How many? I know. How many?
One.
Oh, one. Okay. Please set up a contact with him.
Just one.
It's okay. Just set up friendly contact with him. Tell him if you can contact with him. Get answer. Telepathically.
Yeah, he said yes.
Perfect. Now, talk to him. What message he bring to you, or guides, or a vision? Talk to him. What he can tell you, what is important for you. And listen him. Of course, you'll remember everything what's going on over there in your vision. Everything, as long as you need, in details, everything. And members of your team, what I created for you, also will memorize, record that, like playback DVD. No, contact and listen him.
I asked him, what should I do? He said, do whatever you want.
Now ask him, if you belong to his race.
Do I belong to your race? He said, no.
Okay. Is he show up as advisor or protector or a healer or a guide? What's his mission to show up in front of you?
What's your mission? He's pointing at his eyes like this.
On himself or on you?
On him.
So he's watching you.
Oh.
Ask him. His guide, like, he's watching for you.
Yeah. He's smiling.
He's smiling. Good. Ask him. He's the same time he's your protector.
Are you my protector? I don't know.
No? Okay, fine. So he's watching for what? What you're doing? What your development? How you're growing? What he's watching for you?
What are you watching? As time goes on.
He's watching when you grow up.
Yes.
And after that, something will be discovered for you. Mm. And he just watching how you grow up. So he protect you. He help you to grow up in right direction and be a person, being who you're supposed to be in your lifetime. Ask him, is this correct?
Yeah, he says yes.
Good, wonderful. I'm so glad. Thank you so much. I told him, thank you so much for confirmation. Ask him if he will continue to help you to grow up in right direction and all the time. And about when he can feel you grow up enough to start to walk with you and share what you're supposed to know, your mission, your power, your everything.
He's not saying anything.
Ah, okay, so he not revealed to you that, so not so it will be until you're done, and after that he will reveal. It's okay. I expect this, because it's a little too much, it's limitation. He doesn't want to put limitation. Ask him, he will start to walk, or him, or someone start to walk with you when they feel you're ready for that. Doesn't matter how long it will take. Get answer.
Yes.
Perfect. That's it. It's good enough. Okay. Ask him if he knows what your original planet, galaxy, constellation you came from. What your original, if he knows.
What's my original galaxy?
or a planet or a constellation. Where you came from here?
Maybe a Syrian.
Syrian, okay. Maybe Syrian. He said this way.
That's what I'm feeling.
Oh, you're feeling. And he sends that feeling to you, right? Telepathically, yeah, because you're psychic. So you feel that way. Syrian, it's wonderful, it's powerful. Ask him if your ability to be, to start to heal others, yourself, and others will grow up with you.
Yeah.
It's true? Perfect. And he's going to assist you and kind of guide you in that direction until you complete something, and after that something will be discovered for you.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm so glad. Oh, gosh. I'm so glad for you. We need a lot of healers on Earth. We need it. We need it. Definitely. Definitely. I'm so glad. Now, ask him, if you're supposed to learn, ask him, who is going to guide you step by step, what you should take in the right direction and be who you're supposed to be?
He's pointing at me.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Now, I ask your higher self directly. Please tell him, if you are ready to walk with him, you or his heart, walking to walk with him and guide you, guide him in the right direction, what he need to do, what step, what he need to learn, what he need to pass, whatever, to become who supposed to be here. I ask the whole team what we created. Are you going to take care about him, about his growing in the right direction, with right information, right power, become a being who he's supposed to be?
A big UFO came.
A big what?
UFO.
UFO?
Alien spaceship.
I know. It's a game? Just came?
It came and it took me.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm going.
Be there. In. Be there. Be there. And you feel comfortable, safe and secure. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. Be there. Respectfully, be there.
There's a bunch of aliens in a circle desk. All grays. Maybe.
You're psychic.
Maybe 20.
20, okay. And you feel comfortable, safe and secure.
Yeah, there's one seat for me.
One seat on you, right?
No, two seats for me.
Okay. And you can ask someone if you belong to them.
Some of them say yes, some of them say no.
Ask them if you originally was belong to him, or your incarnation maybe partially belong to them. Or knew them.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so half and half. You were some. So you kind of multidimensional. So your soul have a great experience somewhere, Venus, somewhere in maybe some Arcturian, Pleiadian, or somewhere else, and kind of that. Is this correct?
Maybe.
Okay. But now, their spaceship, they belong to where? They belong to where, if they can tell you?
No, they just left. The spaceship flew away.
Oh, yeah?
I'm falling down now.
Okay. So they just give you experience and okay, fine. So they just show you and tell you your origin, which is important for you to know, at least basic. Listen, they give you basic because remember the first alien they mentioned, you are not ready yet. Mm. That's why they not tell you everything was what you're supposed to know, because you're just not ready yet. Accept it. It's okay. You're learning. You have a time. That's why you need to grow up in the right direction. It's okay. So when you stop to falling and stopping somewhere, you let me know where is that.
Yeah, I landed back in front of the pyramid.
I expected, yeah, I would say, yeah, inside or around. Okay, so in front of pyramid or inside?
In front.
In front, okay. The door is closed, pyramid?
Nope, it went down into the ground.
The whole pyramid?
Yeah, the pyramid disappeared.
Good. So it's done. And I believe it's a time to finish that. You see, you got a lot of information. Of course you remember that in details, completely and fully in details. And during your meditation, you will bring yourself back for some instruction or a correction or something to growing up in right direction with knowledge, what you should keep it for yourself, you understand? And when time will come, they will know that, because remember first one, he is your watcher. He is watching on you, how you're growing. And when right time will come, he will again contact you on a different level, maybe him, maybe group of, I don't know, maybe. And after that, you will get what you're supposed to get. This more detail, more profound, more deep knowledge, skills, whatever you need to do and how and with whom or whatever, you understand, when time will come. But until now, until that, you will grow, right direction, this all information, all your experience, knowledge, everything. You understand?
Mm.
Which is good for you. I believe it's good for you. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So right now you're in the middle of dessert, no, nothing around, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I respectfully ask your higher self, give you in this time one more message.
I see an owl.
Owl, tell me your colors.
No, owl. Owl, like bird.
Oh, really?
I see one bird.
What color?
Looks like gray and white.
Gray and white. It's a big, small, middle.
It's like normal size.
Normal size, okay. Now, telepathically, ask that bird if he's your primary spirit animal. Or a secondary.
Maybe third.
Third. In my mind was third animal. Remember that bird. Respect that bird. Learn it somewhere in a good source what it means for you. Remember in color. Remember that belong to there, okay? And learn what it can do for you, okay? Good, wonderful, perfect. What else you observe except that bird?
It's opening its wings.
Wings behind your back?
No, I'm looking at it. It's opened its wings and it's flying.
Oh, okay. Oh, before it was not flying, it just in front. Oh, now it's flying.
Yeah.
Can you join them? Expand your wings and fly as a bird.
I'm a dragonfly.
It's wonderful. What color?
Blue.
Perfect. Join them. While you join each other, just contact telepathically with each other what you should learn from each other. Do it.
He said to make friends.
Oh, good.
Make friends from me.
Oh, it's wonderful. Ask a name. How we can...
Family.
Oh, family. It's a name? No? Okay. Okay. Make a friends, make a family. Okay. Do you have right now good friends? Is that what they suggest? But please... remember to have a good friends, really good friends who will understand you, who will support you, who will add something to you, what you need, some extra, you know, some attitude, extra some behavior, good way, you understand? So just find a good and ask a team, your inner team, please help me to find right, good friends for me. What response was? They're going to assist you to find it.
So that would happen.
Yeah. It's true. You got that answer. So you can depend on your high team, especially your intuition, great intuition, your wisdom. You understand? Your inner wisdom, your higher self. Listen to them all the time, okay?
Yeah.
Listen to them all the time. They just help you and growing, and help you to grow in, to find something what is good for you, what good for your body, what good for your mind, you understand? And you will develop by yourself in the best way. Is this correct? Do you like that?
Mm.
Wonderful. Now everything just vanish, disappear. And you by yourself where?
Just black. Everything's black.
Black? Okay, so it means it's time to go back. Good. Now, you go back to my booth in a chair, sitting very deeply relaxed, loosen limb again, even deeper now.